So shortly after entering into the stadium, the people who were with me, myself included, were soaked from head to toe. Not a drop had failed to infiltrate every fiber, every inch of our clothing. Our hair, our shoes, everything was soaked. Here's why. I think I failed to mention that we were in Shamu Theater, SeaWorld. Some of you are thinking, man, which baseball game did he go to? Several years ago, my family and I had the opportunity to travel to San Antonio, Texas, to SeaWorld, to take in some of the attractions, the festivities, the rides, to a reasonable extent, depending upon what we ate that day. But shortly after going into Shamu Theater in SeaWorld, that was our experience. We were covered from head to toe. And if there's an image that I could share with you today that captures that experience, it might look something like this. Now, going into the stadium, we were warned that the first several rows, well, maybe more so than that, most of the theater was labeled as the splash zone. And what's a splash zone? The splash zone is that place where you sit down and you are guaranteed to have an experience with what's in the tank after it leaves the tank and lands on you. Your spouse, your kids, your neighbors, those sitting around you, your program, your clothing, your shoes, your bags. You are soaked, you are covered from head to toe. It splashes all the way to the top and then it trickles down to strategically placed drains as if they expected this to happen. When you go to SeaWorld, and you find yourself in the area of Shamu Theater, you can expect to have this kind of experience, to be covered from head to toe. So after our experience, after getting doused and soaked by pool water, two questions came to mind. The first one is this: what time's the next show? Because it's really hot outside. It's Texas, after all, and that felt pretty good. But the second question, when's the last time they changed Shamu's water? SeaWorld tries to let you know as best they can what you can expect when you go into Shamu Theater and when you sit in the splash zone. They print this statement for those desiring to go in. This is what it says. For those entering Shamu Theater, a word. There are many seats marked splash zone. Do not sit in those areas unless you are prepared to get very wet. Many of our guests enjoy being splashed during a show, and with some preparation, you can share in this experience. Experienced splash zoners often have ponchos or towels in hand. This morning in our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28, there's someone who's come prepared to receive as well, to be drenched, to be covered in something. A Canaanite woman who's come to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In verse 22, we pick it up here. She comes to Jesus, and this is her request. Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. Matthew sets up the conflict for us pretty quickly, and we're led to wonder, well, what's going to happen next? What's Jesus going to do? And maybe you picked up on this in today's gospel reading. This was the response. Nothing. Silence. Deafening quiet. A little bit later, the disciples pick up on this silence, but yet in the background is this woman screaming and crying for some mercy, some grace, some help for her daughter who's suffering terribly from demon possession. So the disciples, in disciple fashion, which they've done before, they urge Jesus to kind of deal with this a little bit sooner than later. And so they ask him to do something, to remedy the situation. And his response is this. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. Seems like the situation has quickly taken a nosedive, right? If that wasn't bad enough, he replies later to the woman, it is not right to take the children's bread and to toss it to their dogs. Ouch. And if you've read this passage before, for this is the first time you're hearing this, maybe, just maybe, there's a part of your heart and your mind that's wondering this morning, is this the same Jesus? Is this the same Jesus who's known for going around and helping people and teaching people about God's word and doing good and telling people about the kingdom of God that's coming in the here and now in Jesus Christ? Is this the same Jesus, for example, that we learned about the last couple weeks, who feeds the 5,000? When the disciples want to send everybody away to go home to buy their own bread at Panera, the Jesus that stops and multiplies food so that people are fed. The God who meets his people in their desert places. Is this the same Jesus? Is this the same Jesus we talked about last week who meets his people on the waters? Same Jesus who recognizes the strain and the struggle that you and I face when the storms of life pick up our boat and toss it to the right and to the left and forward and backward. Is this the same Jesus? It is. To be 100% honest with you this morning, to try to guess what's going through Jesus' mind as he offers a little bit of silence in the situation, we don't know. But what we do know by faith is the same thing this woman knows by faith and through the working of the Holy Spirit, that in Jesus Christ, we have an encounter with the God who puts people in a splash zone of grace. And this is the God that this woman appeals to. In her desperation, in her hurt, in her anxiety, in her pain, and in her daughter's struggle with stuff she can't understand, this is the God that this woman appeals to. Jesus Christ. And so this is her reply, verse 27. She says, yes, Lord. For even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. In other words, if we could paraphrase that, Jesus, when you feed your people, there is an abundance of food. Jesus, when you show up on the scene, there is more than enough. Jesus, when you step foot on the ground and you reach out to the lost sheep of Israel, it's a good thing, because when you do that, there is an abundance of grace to go around for me and my daughter, for my families, for my neighbors, for the people in my life who are struggling with illness, the people who are struggling to make ends meet and to pay those bills, to the hurting, to the lost, to the broken, to the anxious, to the depressed. Jesus, when you show up and you minister, there is an abundance of food, and that whatever happens in that moment, it splashes over me like a tidal wave, and there is enough to go around. Jesus, I believe this is who you are. She said something like that in about five words. This is the response of a gracious God. Verse 28, then Jesus said to her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment. This is the God of grace. This is the God of the grace who has gone to the cross for you and for me. For all of our mistakes, all of our struggles, all of our baggage, all of our messes, all of our mistakes, all of our sins, for all the times that we've looked to other people and other things to help us in those moments of struggle, this is the God of grace who goes to the cross, who gives up his life and rises again. And when he does, there is a tidal wave of grace that comes to you and to me today in Fort Wayne, Indiana, August 2017.